CD 3.
Polly paused outside the door to pull her socks up, retucked the end of one under her belt as an anchor, and hurried down to the inn's kitchens. A look told her all she wanted to know. Food hygiene here consisted of making a half-hearted effort not to gob in the stew. "I want onions, salt, pepper," she began. The maid, who was stirring the soot-black pot on the soot-black stove, glanced up, realised she'd been addressed by a man, and hastily pushed her damp hair out of her eyes. "It's stew, sir," she announced. "I don't want any, I just want the stuff," said Polly. "For the officer," she added. The kitchen maid pointed a soot-blackened thumb to a nearby door and gave Polly what she probably thought was a saucy grin. "I'm sure you can have anything that takes your fancy, sir," she said. Polly glanced at the couple of shelves that had been dignified by the name of pantry and grabbed a couple of large onions, one in each hand. "May I?" she said. "Oh, sir," giggled the maid, "I do hope you're not one of them coarse soldiers who take advantage of a helpless maiden, sir." No, I'm not one of them," said Polly. "Oh." This didn't seem to be the right answer. The maid put her head on one side. "Have you had much to do with young women, sir?" she asked.
Yes, quite a lot," said Polly. Lots, really."
"Really?" The maid drew closer. She smelled mostly of sweat, tinged with soot. Polly raised the onions as a kind of barrier.
"I'm sure there's things you'd like to learn," the maid purred.
"I'm sure there's something you wouldn't," said Polly, and turned and ran. As she made it out into the cold night air, a plaintive voice behind her called out, "I'm off at 8 o'clock." 10 minutes later, Corporal Scallet was impressed. Polly got the feeling this did not happen often. Shufti had wedged an old breastplate beside the fire, had hammered some slabs of horse meat until they were tender, dipped them in some flour, and was frying them. The sliced onions sizzled next to them.
"I always just boil 'em," said Scallet, watching him with interest.
"You just lose all the flavour if you do that," said Shufti.
"Hey, lad, the stuff I've ate, you wouldn't want to taste it."
"Saute things first, especially the onions," Shufti went on. "Improves the flavour. Anyway, when you boil, you ought to boil slow. That's what my mam always says. Roast fast, boil slow, okay? This isn't bad meat for horse. Shame to boil it anyway."
"Amazing," said Scallet. "We could have done with you in Ibblestarn. The Sarge was a good man, but a bit, you know, tough in the leg."
"A marinade would probably have helped," said Shufti
absently, flipping a slice of meat with a broken sword. He turned to Polly.
"Was there any more stuff in the larder, Oz? I can make up some stock for tomorrow if we can..."
"I'm not going in that kitchen again," said Polly.
"Ah, that'll be Roundheels Molly," said Corporal Scallet, looking up and grinning. "She sent many a lad on his way rejoicing."
He dipped a ladle in the boiling scabbo pot next to the pan. Disintegrated grey meat seethed in a few inches of water.
"That'll do for the Rupert," he said, and picked up a stained bowl.
"Well, he did say he wanted to eat what the men eat," said Polly.
"Oh, that kind of officer," said Scallet uncharitably. "Yeah, some young ones try that stuff if they've been reading the wrong books. Some of them try to be friends, the bastards."
He spat expertly between the two pans.
"Wait till he tries what the men eat."
"But if we're having steak and onions..."
"No thanks to the likes of him," said the corporal, ladling the slurry into the bowl. "The Slovenian troops get 1 pound of beef and 1 pound of flour a day minimum, plus fat pork or butter and 1/2 pound of peas. A pint of molasses sometimes too. We get stale horse bread and what we scrounge. He'll have scubbo and like it."
"No fresh vegetables, no fruit," said Shufti. "That's a very binding diet, Corp."
"Yeah, well, once battle commences, I reckon you'll find constipation's the last thing in your mind," said Scallet.
He reached up, pushed some rags aside, and pulled down a dusty bottle from a shelf.
"Rupert's not having none of this, neither," he said. "Got it off of the baggage of the last officer that went through, but I'll share it with you, because you's good lads."
He casually knocked the top of the bottle off against the edge of the chimney.
"It's only sherry, but it'll make you drunk."
"Thanks, Corp,"
said Shufti and took the bottle. He sloshed a lot of it over the sizzling meat.
"Hey, that's good drink you're wasting," said Scallet, making a grab for it.
"No, it'll spice up the meat, a fair treat,"
said Shufti, trying to hang on to the bottle.
"It'll... sugar!"
Half the liquid had gone on the fire as the two hands fought for it. But that wasn't what had felt like a small steel rod shooting through Polly's head. She looked around at the rest of the squad, who didn't appear to have